Bookstore? Well, visit our bookstore at wcno.com, where you will find thousands of items to choose from, including over 1,200 Bibles, communion supplies, resources for pastors, books, educational supplies, clothing, games, and crafts for your children. Here you will find gifts, home decor, movies, and music. Every purchase you make through our bookstore helps to support our ministry. Visit the bookstore at wcno.com today.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. You know, we've been looking at a subject called prayer, and we said prayer is like an intercontinental ballistic missile. We said a couple of points, and we've got five we want to go through, and we looked at the first four. In fact, we're busy in the fourth one. And we said, firstly, you can launch this missile, this prayer, from any spot at any time, day or night. Location and time is not a problem. The place you might be, on a plane, in bed, at midnight, in a different nation, is not a problem. We said, secondly, it travels silently, undetected, in stealth mode, I like to call it. And thirdly, it travels swiftly at the speed of thought. It's instantaneous. And we're busy on the fourth point. We said it hits a target every single time. It hits the bull's eye. And we're finding out about this prayer, how powerful it really is in our lives, and what we can do and how we can pray. And so let's join the service and find out more about this amazing thing called prayer.
God is just out there waiting for us, and He wants us to use what He's given to us. He's given us this amazing thing called prayer. But we've got to start to believe about prayer. And don't just pray parrot. You know, it's okay to get up and say, Father God, I love you. I give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. I lift up the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for doing this. Thank you, Lord. I commission my warring angels to go out, surround my children, etc., etc. That's fine. Pray with direction. You need to pray focused and pray with direction. Like I said, when I was growing up, I prayed and prayed and prayed. I didn't have any direction. It meant nothing. I didn't aim at anything. It was just to fill up time and get through this ritual that we had. I was living in a ritual. Amen. It was totally religious. And so I wasn't expecting anything. I never knew anything about praying. How many of you know what I'm talking about? But now we're going to start to understand that prayer that God's given to us, it worked for Jesus, that Jesus could come walking on water. It worked so Jesus could say, Father, I thank you for this, and feed up to 15,000 people with five loaves and two fish. It worked for Jesus. But then He pulled aside, He wanted to go pray. Remember, He kept going to go and pray. Do you remember that? Kept going to go and pray. When He raised Lazarus from the dead, He said, Father, I thank you that you've heard my prayer. That's right. I thank you that you've heard me. He prayed. Jesus prayed. He lived a prayer lifestyle. But He expected, I thank you that you've heard me.
That's right.
I thank you that you've heard me. Not, oh, I wonder if you heard me. I wonder if my prayer got true. I wonder if that sin in my life, He didn't have to think that, but we do. I wonder if that sin in my life is hindering my prayer.
Amen.
As far as the east is from the west, so far as He removed your iniquities from you.
Jesus.
You understand? And so you hit the target every time. Now, here's the one I like here. This fifth thing, it can be fired with delayed detonation. When the missile lands, it can explode 50 or 100 or 2,000 years later. Like a landmine, they put it in the ground, and years later, they think it still go off. Your prayer, think about Jesus' prayer. Father, I pray for those that will hear these disciples of mine words and get saved, live that life. That was prayed 2,000 years ago, John 17. Is that correct?
Yes.
And it's still effective today.
Oh, yes.
That prayer is still in operation today. So your prayer can be sitting there just waiting for the moments to hit whatever it is that you aimed at.
Amen.
I prayed for my children to meet the right partners to marry at the right time. I know they're going to.
Amen.
Why? Because God made me a promise. He said, when you pray, believe, you receive, and you'll have it.
Amen.
And so now Kenny keeps saying to me, Dad, I can't keep a girlfriend. I said, good. He's only had two. He's had two girls that he's been interested in. And he just, no. The right one will come along at the right time because I prayed for it when you were in your mom's belly. Yeah, when she was pregnant with both of them, I prayed that prayer. So that prayer is waiting.
Amen.
It's waiting for the right people, the right time, and God will see to it that their prayer comes to pass.
Amen.
Am I doubting it? No. I pray for the right friends for my children.
That's right.
I pray for the right friends.
Amen.
Take the wrong ones away, keep the wrong ones out, bring the right ones in. He says to me long a while ago, I don't have many friends. I said, praise God, it's working. And just because they come to church, and just because they got a Christian parents, does not mean that they are. Really. My children, let me tell you something. I pray for protection over my kids on a daily basis. Thank you, Lord, the angels are with them. You understand? And I pray and I thank God that they're safe and protected. They have the mind of Christ, perfect understanding, full comprehension. But you know, I still use wisdom. I don't let them go to anyone's house.
Oh, that's right. Amen.
I don't care how Christian they are.
Oh,
until I've lived with that person for a while, I ain't trusting them. The only people they sleep over at is John Gruber once and my mother-in-law.
Amen.
That's it. You got to protect them. So even though you've prayed, the enemy will still try his luck. So you got to, have you prayed for wisdom? The Bible says, if you lack wisdom, let him ask whom God will give liberally. But let him ask in faith, nothing doubting. Because if he doubts, he's like a wave being tossed to and fro, and he's double-minded, and let not that person think they will receive anything. That's in James. Is that correct? James 1:8 says, he's a double-minded man, he will receive nothing. So when I pray and I'm not expecting a result, I'm double-minded. I've got to tell truth, right? Because truth is what sets us free. Truth doesn't set you free. Because Jesus is the way and the truth and the life. He's the truth. But many people are going to hell. You've got to accept the truth, believe the truth, and act on the truth. Come on. How many people, Jesus, all they have to do is turn to Jesus and say, I believe. And boom, they're saved. But they're not. So, you shall know the truth, and the truth that you know and act upon will make you free. Because you can know truth all day long. There's a book that I read, and it's really great. I'm reading it again. It's called, If How-To's Were Enough, Everyone Would Be Skinny, Rich, and Happy. Think about it. If how-tos were enough, everyone would be skinny, rich, and happy. What does that mean? Well, one salesman who's brilliant could just teach every other salesman in the company how to be successful, and the company would be absolutely successful.
Amen.
One pastor could teach everybody about how to be successful in their lives and victorious, and they would all walk out there successful and victorious. If how-tos were enough, there are how-tos on how to be happy. How-tos on how to make money and be rich. How-tos on how to lose weight. Hello?
Amen.
Come on. If how-tos were enough, boy, skinny, rich, and happy. And scratch golf. Serious. If how-tos were enough, I'd already be the best golfer on the planet. Because I've learned how to hit, how to swing, how to follow through, how to keep the heads. I've learned everything, and I just don't do it. There's some blockages, but that's for another day. Remember we spoke about subconscious mind? Do you know that you are not responsible for up to, this guy says, up to 99%. I said 95%. Up to 99% of what you do in your life, it comes from your subconscious. So you're not responsible. It's what's programmed in is responsible. And I'm working on a great way to reprogram this. We spoke about it, remember? You've got to have affirmations. You've got to speak the truth of God's word over your life, over your life, over your life, over your life. But that's not enough. You've got to also see it. You've got to visualize it. He said, write the vision down, make a plan to see. Whoever reads it can run with it. I've got to visualize it. I've got to see it. You've got to say it over and over. I said, by the stripes on his back, I'm healed. I don't know how many times I said it. I was like a stuck record until I got a revelation of it. Amen. And the revelation couldn't come until the trash that was in me had to get out of me. Because everyone told me, you've got to be sick, you've got to be sick, you are sick, and you look sick all the time. And I was in agreement with them. I'm not feeling well, I'm sick, I can't afford it, I'm broke, I'm miserable. I agreed with all of the symptoms and everything else that was programmed in. And so I had to reprogram all of that. I'm walking divine health. I walk in divine health. By the stripes on his back, I'm healed. By the stripes on his back, I'm healed. And then I had to take a step further. Let me just tell you what happened. You know, we had a thing called, was it, I don't know if it's in this country or my country where I'm from, Anadin. Okay, so it's from there, South Africa. And you, Disprin. Sorry, it was called Disprin. And you take, if you had a headache, I would take 2 or 3 Disprin, put them in that much water, stir them up, it would kind of dissolve, and then drink it. And my headache was gone like that. I mean, it was just boom, boom, boom. It was amazing. So I didn't worry about headaches. If I got one, I just took a Disprin and that was gone. Until one day God said to me, what are you doing? And we had a chat. He kind of said to me, have you noticed before you've even swallowed that thing, your headache's gone? And then I realized it hasn't had time to do anything. And yet my headache's gone like that. What's up with that? I had such a belief in 3 Disprins over God that the Disprin could heal me, not God. He was the one healing me, but he had to teach me something. Amen. And I realized the headache's gone before I've even finished swallowing this stuff, before it's had time to work its way into my system. The headache's gone. So I said, okay, I will exercise some faith and trust. Next time I get a headache, and I started fasting, and I drank so much coffee and ate so much junk, then when I fasted, my headache was like, oh my God. You're detoxing? How many of you ever fast? Well, if you go for a 3-day fast and you're a coffee drinker and you just any drinker and you, I don't mean booze, right? And you detox, the headache comes within the first couple of hours. How many of you know what I'm talking about? That kaboing, kaboing, kaboing. I said to God, okay, I ain't going to take any medication. I'm not going to take Disprin. I'm not going to, because if it's working like that, you're the one healing me, not the Disprin. So I did that. I stopped taking Disprin. And guess what? The headache was gone like that. Amen. Every time. I said, oh, that's marvelous. I don't have to waste money on Disprin anymore. Amen. And so I stopped getting headaches because I would get headaches when I fought. Now, you got to step out in a little bit of faith. You got to trust some of the things that you believe in. You got to trust some things you believe. And I had been programmed that it's normal and natural to be sick and broke and miserable. Everyone goes through it. This is life. Have you? Well, that's life, brother. Get over it. You win some, you lose some. I was good with that one, but the Bible says he causes you to triumph every time. You can't show me the scripture where he says you'll win some and you'll lose some.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith.
To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available. Located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St.